Hi, I'm Jeremy Schmetterer, and you're listening to Off the Clock. With schools like Columbia College offering scholarships as part of its eSports program, gaming is becoming big business. But as KBIA's Ryan Levy tells us, there's a group of mid-Missouri gamers excited about the chance to give money for gaming instead of receiving it.
You're now entering the contaminated area.
Garrett Bullock is sitting in the corner of his basement bedroom playing a video game. On the screen, Bullock's character creeps around a ravaged New York City, trying to avoid unfriendly characters.
They could kill you, they could run away, they could help you. Like, that guy just took my stuff.
Bullock has a pretty sweet setup. He's got two computer screens on his sleek black desk, plus a big flat-screen TV mounted on the wall. It's the kind of place where you could play video games for, say, 24 hours straight, which is convenient given Bullock's new position.
I'm the president of the Columbia, Missouri Extra Life Guild.
Extra Life is a nationwide charitable program where people like Bullock participate in 24-hour gaming marathons to raise money for their local Children's Miracle Network hospital. It's the same idea as a walkathon, but instead of laps around a track, Bullock and his friends play video games with each other nonstop for a full day. They stream their marathons online and invite friends and family to watch, participate, and donate.
I had to wear a KU shirt for a donation once for a couple hours. Because one of my friends was a KU fan and he said he'd donate if I wore a KU shirt.
Last year, he says a few hundred people watched he and his friends game throughout the day and helped them raise $1,600 for MU Women's and Children's Hospital. And if you think that's a lot?
Just within our community coming back to MU, we had just shy of $20,000 just in Extra Life Gamers.
Katie Zimmer is a special events coordinator with the Children's Miracle Network at MU Women's and Children's. She says all of that money comes right back to the hospital.
So anything from uncompensated care to research grants to life-saving equipment. Like, we have giraffe beds up in the NICU, and we currently have 48 beds. We're always looking to increase that at some point.
That kind of support caught the attention of the National Children's Miracle Network, which oversees the Extra Life program, and they awarded Columbia its own Extra Life Guild this year. Anyone can go online and set up an account to game and raise money through Extra Life, but only communities with high levels of participation and support get a guild.
You know, gamers are some of the most kind-hearted people I've ever seen, and I've been involved with a lot of communities of these people that are just wonderful human beings. And so seeing them, you know, get involved and seeing them raise money for the hospitals, you know, whether it be the MU Children's Hospital or not, it's a wonderful thing to see.
Doug Coleman has been participating in Extra Life for the past 5 years.
As a gamer, I love the fact that I can do something that I absolutely love and help children at the same time.
2 years ago, he started organizing Extra Life events with his coworkers in Macon. His events are a little different than Bullock's. He rents out a space, brings in food, and invites folks to come in and play whatever games they want. On April 30th, he's hosting Extra Life Unplugged, where everyone will be playing board games in honor of International Tabletop Day. Coleman uses these smaller events to raise funds and excitement for his big 24-hour Extra Life game day later in the year. He says having a guild in mid-Missouri will help him make these events even better. Bullock and Zimmer say the first goal of the guild, which had its first meeting earlier this month, will be to recruit more gamers. Bullock says he wants to double the 175 gamers that participated last year.
You know, somebody gets into it, they tell their friends about it, those friends tell their friends about it, and it's just kind of a ripple effect.
Bullock says the guild is thinking about recruiting at gaming conventions, school functions, and athletic events. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Levy.
That's it for this week's Off the Clock. For more of Bullock's story, visit KBIA.org. I'm Jeremy Schmetterer.